I want to say hello to Mrs. Evelyn and Mr. John. So wonderful to meet your friends from over there. And they're here with us, and we're having a nice time. And I want to say I appreciate the letters that you wrote over here to us. And I'd like very much to see you. I love you both. I never see you, but I love you from the bottom of my heart. You are wonderful people. I was at church last night and had a wonderful time. And so we're trying to go along here, having a lot of trouble with the get time thing, but I think they'll soon get it okay and they have to come back another time. So I want to say with these few words, I want to say may God bless you and keep you, and I hope to meet you someday.
Hello, Johnny and Evelyn. I hope y'all feel fine. May the good Lord be with you. But now I tell you one thing. I'm here with a friend of mine, and we're talking and having way together to be together as we should and enjoying each other. And I was explaining some things to him that I'm going on and setting the is now, and my mother and my father. My mother, she died in the bed with me, but I didn't know it. And I was out to out on the porch, washing my face and hands. And my auntie come to the bed room in the front, and she said, oh, and she was crying. And I wanted to know what was the matter with her. And she says, Sook, she called her Sook. Okay. She called her Sook. I said, what's the matter? Says, she's dead. I said, yeah? So I goes in the room to see. And she was dead. Like she said. And the thing the people were having at that time was some kind of business that they have in their hands and things like that, misery like that. And she died with something called a mumps. And something she would look in the sky and see. And it'd be running her crazy. She'd look at it and be running from it. That's what she died. And my uncle, he died with the same thing over in Arkansas, in his wrist in Arkansas. He died. So my father died. I wasn't where he was when he died, me and my wife here. right, sitting right there. We was together at the same time when I got the message that he was dead, and also my baby brother. And right, and she can tell you the same thing right now. So I said, well, I'm got to go myself. Well, it's a bunch of them. But I got afraid at one time, and I says, well, I say, I better quit playing these blues and go back to the church and go get in the church again. So I do that, and then the other mind tells me, says, well, one thing about it, you cannot buy yourself away from God, because we all got the sentence of death. Don't care how much money you got, you can't buy yourself out of it. Because you got the sentence of death, and it's coming one day, sooner or later. You don't care when it is. But the best thing to do is to do unto others as you want them to do unto you, and treat everybody as you wish to be treated, because you got the sentence of death coming one day sooner or later. I don't care how high you is, but treat people as you wish to be treated. Don't say that you love Jesus so much whom you never saw, and hate your brother you walk daily with.